The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fatphobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Whoa, Normouth.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Yes, indeed. Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Ooh, welcome everyone to episode 2874 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gamecast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustles, and yahoos? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. And today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everesting K2, flexing on all you beaches. All right, fam, welcome to the show. Welcome to 2874. Thanks for being here. Hit the thumbs up button, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. We're live on Zerumble, rumble.com/thedailyswole. Of course, you could find your favorite Sleazecast over there on Spotify, Apple Podcast, anywhere that you prefer to bang your ear holes and eye holes, you can find old Papa Swolio. So make sure you share the stream, hit the thumbs up button, and drop in the comments down below, what are you smashing today? We're going to jump right into today's episode. We got some stories. We have a lot going on. We got some awesome Swole fam posts, things that we maybe didn't cover yesterday. We have a lot of accountability texts to go through that we didn't do yesterday because it is Tuesday. We had accountability Monday yesterday with some brand new releases, so we'll talk about that. We'll get into some questions and, of course, balls deep. So thank you again for being here. Hit the thumbs up button and drop in the comments, what are you smashing? Let's freaking go, beaches. Are you ready to bust this nut wide open? Valka. Solid. Okay, fam, you know you need to go to the fucking gym, right? Today I'm rocking the famous Door the Swole Explorer Vamos al Puto Gimnasio shirt. And if you want to get swole AF, that's a swole card today. If you want to get swole as fuck, you need to ve al puto gimnasio. Go to the fucking gym. Damn right. Hashtag swole AF. Drop that in the comments down below for a chance to win today's swole card. Now let's jump right into that tip. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. It is not cold outside. It is not cold outside, but gentlemen, we will say whatever we could, whatever we can, won't we, to get in there. We'll say whatever we can. It's just a tip. Just a tip. Just come on, take a breath. What's that over there? Squirrel. Boom. Right in there. All right, let's talk about some new releases. So yesterday we dropped new yoga and new merch. We got some new designs over there. Remember, over at papasuelo.com, 20% off everything on the site for a limited time. We're still running this St. Patty's. We're extending it because people were loving on it so much. And we have new merch, so fuck it. I decided to pass the gains on to you. We got Swole Foods. That's a brand new design. If you like yourself some Whole Foods, fuck Whole Foods. Get yourself some Swole Foods. Swole Foods doesn't have any garbage. If you've ever been to a Whole Foods, you know that, oh, it's expensive. There's a lot of wood. Oh, it's organic. There's still like 95% garbage in Whole Foods. You guys know that, right? 95% of what's in Whole Foods is shit. But Swole Foods, it's just beef. It's fucking beef. Beef and some fruit everywhere. Swole Foods, now available on papasuelo.com. And of course, we have the even more epic. I don't know which one's more epic. Which one do you think is better? Who cares? Buy them both. Check out the brand new Pepsi design, GTTFG. So people are going to see first glance like, oh, this guy really loves Pepsi. And like, what does GTTFG stands for? Go to the fucking gym, you chode. Damn right. Let's get some gorillas. That's a nice design. I really like it in that. Was it a gray or a blue? I mean, like a heather blue, something like that. It's a nice color. And it looks great on a mug too. So check it out. GTTFG Pepsi design. And of course, we have the Swole Foods design over there. papasuelo.com. All right, let's get into some Swole Fam posts. Are you ready, Beaches? We got a couple. Well, speaking of merch, we're going to jump into the merch one, and then we got an awesome gym post, and then we're going to get into a couple more accountability posts that we didn't get into yesterday because we got a lot of responses. We can only do so many. And sometimes a couple came in after the buzzer. First one's from Dennis. And speaking of merch, Dennis has a nice fucking haul. That's fantastic.
I gave it a fucking tan.
Dennis says, I'm feeling too swole right now. And on, I guess, laid out in front, got a new merch haul. I'm a barbell girl shred. I love that on black. And Forest Pump, looking great on a black top. Forest Pump, shred, and barbell girl. Nice choices, Dennis. Wear them well. Hopefully they bring you many a sick fucking gain. Nancy says, first day back in the gym after 3 months of PT on my IT band. Took it slow, but it's great to be back. I'm thinking being a weekend warrior for a while is going to work out best with my schedule and continue doing PT at home during the week with some yoga. Let's fucking go. All right. Do whatever you can. Do whatever you can. I hope you're going to get out of that weekend warrior vibe as soon as possible, but I hear you. Sometimes you got to pivot and sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. We got a post here from Aaron. Responding to the Swole text that I send on Sundays. If you're not a member, join us, SwoleNormousX.com. Get access to all the private live streams, private groups, programs, yoga, meditation, masterclasses, all that, all the information in the description. Go to SwoleNormousX.com. Aaron says, I'm promising to continue to implement meditation in my daily routine. It's been getting better as this past week went on, but it's not daily as of yet. I started writing it in my daily to-do list, which has helped. I'll continue to write it on the list and do it during my study breaks and when I step away from the books. Good man. Good man. Christopher says, this week's focus is on sleep and hydration. For whatever reason, I consumed a lot less water last week, and on top of it, my sleep was terribly disturbed. I've set alarms for every 30 minutes during daylight hours to remind myself to get enough water, so I'm drinking less at night. I'm aiming to prevent bathroom trips from waking me up and interrupting my sleep. Need to get back on track, so this is my game plan for this week. Yeah, that's a problem when it comes to getting enough water in, is tapering it off in the evening. And everyone's going to be different. But if you're drinking tons of water during the day, or if you're getting home from work, you're pounding a lot at night, you have to understand that if you chug half a liter or a liter of water at 6, 7 o'clock, it processes through. You're going to be pissing at 9, 10. You just got to keep that in mind. If you're drinking 9, 10 o'clock at night, you're going to be getting up at 12, 1, 2, 3 to piss. So try to drink as much as you can earlier in the day. Front load your hydration. First thing in the morning, I drink at least 32 ounces of water with electrolytes. Just pound that shit. And then of course I'm drinking a lot throughout the day, sweating a lot. I'm in the sun a lot. I'm out in the garden. I'm out working and all that stuff. It's hot as shit down here in Florida. So just make sure you're drinking a lot earlier in the day. Remember, hydration is not just how much water, it's the electrolytes. So a lot of times people are cramping and they're not feeling hydrated, but they're drinking tons of water. They're just not getting enough electrolytes. So they're really, hydration is more than just the H2O. You need to get the magnesium, potassium, sodium in there. So good idea. Front load your day with water. Diana, I'm working on staying healthy even when I have to travel for work. We'll pack my protein powder that contains no milk products. So I have something healthy for breakfast, no matter the options at the hotel. And 3 kickboxing classes this week, before I travel. All right. Good for you, D-Bones. All right, good stuff. Diego says, finish going through the 5-minute session of Brain Gains and now just do the 10-minute sessions before bed. Solid. Again, when it comes to anything, if you need to get some yoga in and some mobility, start with the Swollen 7. If you're a member, start with the 7-minute mobility. You don't have to do a 30-minute or 20-minute Swolga or a 30-minute express class. Start with something small. Stack those habits, right? Again, a great book to read. I'll say it 1,000 times because I don't have to explain it in detail. You read the book, it's going to help you a lot more, and it's going to give you all the structure, and you'll see what I'm talking about all the time. Atomic Habits by James Clear. It's a great book. Start with the small thing. Start with 2 minutes of brain gain. Start with 3 minutes. 5 minutes is great. Just start with the smallest amount, and then you'll expand from there. It's really about the intent and the execution and the satisfaction of adding it into your daily habits more than the time spent, because that time will come. All right? You'll expand from there. Anyone that has done that and has started with 5 and now does 10, 20, and the like, you could drop in the comments. I think it's a great way to do it. Just get your foot in the door. Gwyneth says, I broke my finger. Oh, no. So I have to take a little break from heavy lifting per my doctor. I'm going to work on building endurance with cardio. All right. Well, you could also do chair yoga. You could do chair yoga because obviously you're not doing a lot of stuff with your hands. I mean, maybe there's some parts in the chair yoga, but you can avoid. You could do yoga and just skip yin, things that you know, obviously maybe a downward dog or a chaturanga isn't going to be possible, but you can definitely do a yoga class and then maybe put your elbows or your forearms on blocks or something. You can adjust and just skip things that you can't do. So don't think that you can't do mobility because of your finger. You could still work your way around it. So you could do a class, and there's a lot of spinal twist class and hip classes and shoulder classes where you're not like pushing into your fingertips. And if there is something like that, you just skip it or adjust it or modify so you can still get your mobility in. All right, Mike says consistency. Working on consistency this week. I will finish week 3 of Maximum Swole with chair yoga classes, 1 and 2 done on my recovery days. I will be on vacation for the final 4 days of the week and have already purchased guest passes at a local gym where I am staying in order to maintain my training schedule. Good for you, Mike. I love it. No excuses. Traveling, who cares? Get it done. Last one we got is from Rihanna. Rihanna says, I'm planning on upping my weights this week as we're getting a new curled bar this week. It has the indents in the curve for hand grip, not a straight bar. So that's what we call an easy curl bar. She says, I feel like I'm 5 explaining this. No, some people don't know what it is. An easy curl bar, obviously it's bent in the center, so you can grab it. It's great for reverse curls. If you want to do reverse curls, if you don't want to grab a straight bar, great for reverse curls. Great for skull crushers, all sorts of exercises, actually. Deadlifts. You could use an easy curl bar for so many things. I'm starting small as I want to stay consistent with hydration and yoga, as well as upping the weight so that I don't just hyper focus on one thing and lose the rest. Well said. Well said. All right. So if any of you watching, maybe you're not a member or you didn't get a chance to respond in time for this text, you could drop in the comments down below if you are holding yourself accountable, if you want to put something out there and drop it in the comments. Okay. Let's get into a couple. We got a couple email responses on the don't feel like training today and are you doing it every day emails. All right. If you want to get on the email list, if the podcast and the knowledge cock here is not enough, I hear you. I hear you. You get addicted to it. It's addicting, isn't it? It really is. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com. Links in the description, but you can just go to makeemailswoleagain.com. That's makeemailswoleagain.com. Get my knowledge cock in your inbox. It's great. It will fire you up. It'll give you a reason to look in your inbox and, you get tired of the spam and the promotions and like, hey, get this and this. Now you can actually make some gains when you open your Gmail. All right. Are you doing it every day? Andre says, hi, today I'm kind of a little bit tired because of the intermittent fasting for my cut, but I'll manage to go to the gym because I'll train after having some carbs. I want to be swole. And you're right. We don't gain muscle without heavy work. So I'll do it today, tomorrow, and forever. Damn. Thank you for your motivating emails, reels, and posts. See you in the fucking gym, Papa. Respect. And remember, of course, I say go to the fucking gym every day. And then people on TikTok or Instagram, well, we have to have rest days. We have to recover. It's the idea, okay? If you're doing yoga, going for a walk, I don't lift heavy every day. You can't. You can't just overstress your body every day. If you're younger, sure, you recover faster. Maybe you can get away with more load. You can do ridiculous workouts day after the next, and you recover faster. But, you know, it's just not realistic. You need to repair. So you're going to have, quote, days off, but that doesn't mean you sit around with your hand down your pants, Al Bundy style, watching Netflix. Do some yoga, do some mobility, go for a walk, go for a swim, go for a casual bike ride, play some basketball. You know, do something that's going to help you focus on your nutrition. And plus, being active is going to keep you in line with your nutrition. If you're sitting around all day, you might not eat as much. And remember, okay, you're not exercising that day, but you're repairing from previous workouts. So you need to get that protein in. You need to get the healthy fats. You need to get all your nutrients in. All right, let's do one more. Responding to the email, don't feel like training today, from Mike. Mike says, Papa Swolio, I had a what the fuck am I doing here moment at the gym this morning. Tired, sore, hurt, and limping around in pain, but this is why. Throwing around iron makes me better and stronger than yesterday. Above all, consistency has been the most important pillar for me. It's the only way I will see results. So I finished my day one, week three of Maximum Swole with chest and triceps. I also did high intensity interval training and completed my daily training. I did not feel any less sore, tired, or have less hip pain, but I got it done. Keep giving great advice. Well, keep responding with awesome responses and getting it done. Good for you, Mike. Proud of you. Again, go to makeemailswoleagain.com if you want to get on the gain train. Again, makeemailswoleagain.com. Why would you not? It's 100% free, and you'll get that knowledge cock in your inbox. Speaking of knowledge cock, let's go deep. Yeah. You like that? I know you fucking do. I know you do. I know you do.
Are there any women here today?
All right, let's do it. Moving right along. If you got questions, we'll take some questions. Midnight's Anthem on YouTube. What up? Evening, Papa and fam. I'm recovering from an ankle surgery I had in December, so I'm smashing my PT, exercise, and nutrition. Nice. Good for you. Okay, if you have a question, drop in the comments, hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. And a reminder to those of you watching on YouTube, when we finish up with these questions, you have to switch over to Rumble. So make sure you're subscribed on Rumble. That way we don't make anyone, the sad faces. So full episodes only on Rumble, rumble.com/thedailyswole. Links in the description. Just a heads up that we'll be switching over there at the end of this section. If you're watching on Rumble too, make sure you hit the thumbs up button. Thank you so much for doing it. Still trying to hit that record. Weak on the thumbs up. Come on, fam. If you don't know, I spent all this money on a special Bluetooth and connectivity. I got a special API plugin. So when you hit the thumbs up button on Rumble and even on YouTube, it rumbles and it vibrates my taint. So come on. I spent all this money on it. You know, make sure you rumble the taint. Rumble the taint. Hit the thumbs up button and trust me. Oof.
A newt.
Yeah, I felt it. That was nice. I don't know who did that, but thank you. All right, so just hit the thumbs up button. All right, first question is from Sassy Sus on Instagram. Papa Swolio, any suggestion for beginner-friendly training session at the gym? Yeah. It's so generic, this kind of a question. I do have a lot of suggestions. I think everyone should be starting with yoga and stuff. But of course, it matters what your form is. You could start with the full body workout, start with the basics, start with the pushing movement, start with the pulling movement, right? A press, a row. You don't need to do any isolation for biceps and triceps. Just do, I just can't explain, you know, you don't want to push to failure. You want to get yourself used to it. You really only need probably three exercises, right? A squatting movement or a leg press or a hack squat, a chest press, and some sort of back row, especially when you're starting. Start with full body or upper or lower. Really depends on what kind of a beginner you are, where you are with your physical activity. If you're morbidly obese and you can't move well, that's going to be a factor. If you've been kind of training, but now you want to take it seriously, but you're still technically a beginner, that's a little bit different. Someone who has good control of their body. So there's a lot of different things there, but definitely get into the yoga. And if you want to join the Swole fam over at Swole Normus X, the 90-Day Dash or Swole Mastery are good entry-level programs that we have. Jay Righteous, Papa Slowly, what's the best brand of coffee to buy? I do not have an answer for that. So I'm going to pose that to the Swole fam watching. What coffee do you choose? I would recommend something that's high quality, something that's organic, because you don't want pesticides. You want something that is a company that takes pride in having like the cleanest beans. You don't want mycotoxins. You don't want moldy coffee. You don't want anything that's, you know, really blends that might have mixtures of coffee from different, you know, from different roastings or from different places that might decrease the cleanliness of the coffee. You know, something like Folgers that sits on your supermarket shelf for 8 months is not a good idea. Personally, I like to grind the beans fresh. I find pre-ground coffee offensive. I like it fresh. I like to open that bean up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, ladies? Yeah, I like to open that bean up fresh when I make my coffee. So, yeah. Generally, some sort of organic single origin coffee is good. And, you know, just don't drink your coffee past noon. That's a good piece of advice. Keep it to like 10, 12 hours before you have to go to sleep, because that caffeine will jack you up. All right, Kilo Queen, Papa Solio, what inspired you to create your Papa Solio account? I mean, which one? You mean the real Papa Solio or the Swolenormous? I mean, we'll talk specifically because we've answered this question many times, but the real Papa Solio account was actually a product of the Daily Swole account getting terminated on Instagram. So I still don't know why. So if you don't know, if you haven't been following for a long time, I had the Swolenormous account and I had the Daily Swole account on Instagram. And the Daily Swole account one day they just deleted it. Just gone. Absolutely gone. So it wasn't a massive account. I mean, I had like 20,000, I think it was like 17 or 27 something thousand followers, I think, or something like that. It was like, let's just say 20K or 22 or 21. It was just deleted. I got no email. Just everything was gone. It just wasn't there anymore. So no warning, no reasoning. I didn't even know I never got an alert like, hey, your account has been terminated. It was just disappeared as if it never existed. Seriously, that was the weirdest thing. I don't mind. I shouldn't say I don't mind. But if you're going to delete something, let me know why. Hey, this post did this, that, and the other. TikTok doesn't do that. It's like, this is bullying and harassment. What about it was? And a lot of times something will get flagged and I'll appeal it because like there's no way this should get flagged. And then it gets rejected. It's like, who's looking at this stuff? I don't think anyone is. So the Daily Swole, it just got deleted. So that's why we don't have a podcast account anymore. I'm not going to create another one. It's like, oh, fuck it. You know, people will find the podcast, you know, anyway, it is what it is. And we post clips on the Swolenormous page and the Real Papa Swolio page. But, so right when that one got deleted, I was like, okay, well, let's create the Real Papa Swolio account. And luckily, right when we created that account, had some uber virality on the Swolenormous account, and it crossed over to the Real Papa Swolio account. So we were able to float that for a while, and then the Real Papa Swolio blew up along with it because we did collaborations with the Swolenormous post. And then when the accounts got shut down and hacked and stuff, this happened a couple of years ago, the Swolenormous page was down, but the Real Papa Swolio was still there. So luckily we had that, but because we're posting the main posts, we're on the Swolenormous account and we're kind of collabing with the Real Papa Swolio, it wasn't organically on that page. So then we had no reach on the Real Papa Swolio page. So all of a sudden lost the Swolenormous account for like 3 months. And then the Real Papa Swolio account, we were posting, getting no reach. So we had to like generate that organic reach. It just keeps on just pounding the pavement, just doing it, doing it, doing it. And then we got the Swolenormous back. It was a whole thing. I had to, you know, hire a lawyer and deal with Meta and stuff like that. But we got it back, got all the stuff back. So anyway, I don't know if we've talked about that story in a while or whatnot. So that's the Real Papa Swolio account on TikTok. But of course, the Swolenormous account, that was from 2015, 2016. Billy Bear FM, Papa Swolio, is the weight I can lift and a cut important? If I still go to failure, weights have dropped. Well, they're going to. If you're essentially starving your body, not giving it as much as it needs, so your body takes extra energy, it's taxing, it's stressful for the body. So is the weight you can lift on a cut important? Absolutely. So if you still go to failure, so we talk about this a lot. It's a great question, actually. You can build muscle doing, I think in general, it's like 5 to 30 reps, something like that. The difference between doing 5 reps to failure, let's say you're going to absolute failure. And what failure means is that on the last rep, you don't get it. Failure is not like you completed 5 and then you put it down. That's 0 reps in reserve. You didn't attempt that last rep, so you didn't fail. So a failure rep is, let's say you do 5 reps and then on the 6th one, you go halfway and you just can't get it. Boom. And you put it down. That's 5 reps to failure. Okay. You can build muscle doing 30 reps to failure. The difference is by doing 30 reps, you're really only getting that stimulation. You're getting that growth stimulus around the last 5 reps leading up to and including failure. So if you're doing 30 reps, you're really benefiting, and this is just a ballpark, but around 25 to 30 is when that rep scheme. But you're doing so many reps, you're creating so much fatigue, you're better off doing lower reps to failure and not doing as much of that volume. You're doing 25 reps to get to those stimulating reps. You can go heavier and incur less fatigue. And the difference is, if you're going to failure, what I would recommend for you is to increase the weight, but leave 1 rep in the tank. So this is very hard to do if you're a beginner. And this is why when we talk in general, I say train to failure, because most people don't know how, they don't understand. They haven't had enough experience. They don't know what failure feels like, and or they don't know what 0 reps in reserve feels like. They don't know what 1 rep in reserve. When you start talking about 2 or 3 reps in reserve, most people might be leaving 5 in the tank and they're getting no stimulating reps. So I usually like to say 0, 1 or to failure, because most people will probably stop a little bit short. And worst case scenario, if you go, hey, I'm going to try to do 0 reps in reserve or 1 rep and you have 2, okay, you're still getting some stimulating reps. What I would recommend, if you're going to failure with lighter weight, the weights have dropped, but you can get a lot of benefit by leaving 1 in the tank and you'll get the mechanical tension from going heavier. So for example, rather than doing, let's say you're doing 100 pounds. Let's say you're doing 5 reps, okay? Let's say you're doing 5 reps to failure. That last rep, or let's just say 6 reps. Let's say you're doing 6 reps to failure. So you can't get the 7th rep, 6 reps to failure. That 6th rep is so fatiguing because that last one is, you know, you're fighting everything and you're barely getting it. And then you're failing on the next one. So rather than attempting that 6th rep, do 5 and leave 1 in the tank. But you have to really know that, okay, I have 1 more, but I'm not going to attempt it, because even though that's another stimulating rep, the amount of fatigue that last rep is going to create is often not necessarily worth it. So if you are lifting, and let me know if I'm making sense, I'm trying to explain it. If you're new to hearing this, this could be a lot, but a lot of you that listen to the show regularly, this is just building upon what you already know. If your weights have dropped, I would go heavier to compensate for that and then leave 1 in the tank, because you're going to be more fatigued by being on a cut. Just, you don't have to cut that much, a couple hundred calories. You got to make sure that you're not undercutting yourself, focus on getting enough protein in still. So I would just say leave 1 in the tank, because rather than doing, you can go heavier and leave 1 in the tank rather than going to failure with lighter weight. You're going to incur less fatigue and you're going to compensate with the mechanical tension by going heavier with that 1 rep in reserve. And also what I would also recommend, Andrew on YouTube just reminded me of something. Andrew said, basically try not to overtrain on something new. Yeah. When you're on a cut, just keep in mind when you're doing a new movement, and it doesn't have to be drastic. A lot of people think if it's something different, if you're using a different machine, it's a new stress. It's a new strength curve, strength profile, right? The resistance might be heavier at a certain point in the movement. So if you're doing like a pull down machine, then you're doing a high row machine. Like, they're different. It's a different movement. So when you do a new stress, that's much more fatiguing for the body than you might realize. And this compounds over time. So you don't overtrain in one session, but if you do too much volume or you go too much to failure on new movements, you're getting the stress of the new movement, the unique strength profile. So it's more fatiguing and you're expending much more energy and it's much more stress on the body, and you're going to failure. So if I do new movements and I'm adding new stuff to my routine, or I'm switching it up, and I just did that with this last couple of weeks, I'm changing up. And sometimes I change just because, hey, I've done these exercises for a month or two, I want to mix it up a little bit. I just feel like doing something different. Fine. I usually leave a rep in the tank and I might do an extra set. I'll probably do two sets for, I usually just do two sets for an exercise. Rarely do I do three. But I'll leave one in the tank. That way I can go heavy, but I'm leaving a little, taking a little fatigue off the table just because it's a new movement. So I'm trying to compensate for that novelty of the movement. And then the next week I might push to failure. So it depends on how I feel. Lately, I've been feeling a little bit drained for whatever reason. Plus it's hotter outside down here. Got hot, dramatically hotter in Florida. So I don't know. I just felt a little bit more fatigued. So I still want to train. I still want to keep my protocol. I've been doing generally a 2 days on with intense training, 1 day off, maybe accessories and recovery, but two on, one off. So rather than pause, do a deload or whatever, I'm just leaving one rep in the tank and I might cut back on the volume. So if I feel a little bit like, oof, I want to catch up. So I'm not going to do like a full out my maximum volume that I'll do, which might be six sets for a body part. Maybe I'll do four and leave a rep in the tank. That way I'm not incurring as much fatigue, but I can still train hard. And then systemically, neurologically, and my central nervous system will recover. Because it's not really so much, hey, is my chest still sore? A lot of times, like your body, most of the time, your physical local recovery, like your chest, will recover faster than your central nervous system. Because you're not just training your chest, you're training your chest. Then the next day, maybe you're training your back, or you're doing a leg workout, or you're doing upper lower or push pull, whatever it is. And even though you're not training your chest every day, just because in 7 days, hey, I haven't trained my chest in 7 days, how come my strength hasn't gone up? Yeah, well, you trained intensely every fucking day. You didn't take any days off, numbskull. So you did your chest and your back and then your quads and your hamstrings and your glutes. And you so you're just, your body is exhausted because a set to failure doing, let's say you're doing a set of calves to absolute failure. That's systemically taxing. Bicep curls, systemically taxing. Now, bicep curls or calf raises, depending on what you do, isn't as taxing as doing, let's say, a hack squat or a barbell squat or a Smith machine squat, because when you're axial loading, it's more stress on the entire body. So if you're doing those types of movements, keep that in mind. Those are going to be more fatiguing. So just understand, like for me, for example, I have a lot of machines at my house. If my legs are fucking sore as hell, I'm not going to do my standing calf raise machine necessarily, because then the weight's on my shoulders and it goes up to 500 pound stack. I have a gym pin. I could load more on my neck. That's a lot. I might do a seated calf raise, or I might do a, or I might do my donkey calf raise, or a different, I have different machines. So I might not want to load it on my spine if I'm doing a lot of other stuff, or if I'm fatigued from other movements like that. It's hot in here. Freeze my nips off. I need those nips rock hard. You know what I'm saying? I need those nips.
I will rain down on a godly fucking firestorm upon you.
All right, how we doing? Does that make sense for everyone? Everyone always gets quiet when the knowledge cock is pushing in. Matthew says, those Platts hacks are amazing. Oh, they're great. Platts hack squats are the fucking bomb. Okay, let's see here. Justas, Papa Soli, how to find motivation / discipline to go to the gym. You don't. You go because how do you find discipline? You don't find discipline. You forge it. You create it. You're not going to find, if you're looking for motivation, it's like chasing a fart in the fucking wind. You're not going to find it. So forge discipline. Stop being a pussy. Go to the fucking gym. Tavolegi. 1969. Papa Solio, what about having sex the night before training legs, morning training? Yes or not? You'll be fine. Is this like the classic, if you have sex before competing, it's going to, I mean, how about this? If you're up all night till 3 or 4 in the morning and you're training at 7 a.m., yeah, it's going to fuck you up because you're not sleeping. But you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Teskebes. You might even train better. Pampas Julio, I want to go to the fucking gym, but I'm so sleepy. Do you have some advice? Get better sleep, you chode.
Matt Damon.
All right. Steven C. Shell. Biote? Testosterone? Hormone pellet therapy. Thoughts? What the fuck is that? Hormone pellet therapy? Do they shoot them up your asshole or something? What's pellet therapy? I've never even heard of that. I'm almost 40. Test level's horrible. Talk to your doctor, bro. I mean, I'm going to be 41 this year. So I'm on the cusp. I'm open to it. I've talked to you about, I've said this many times. I'm not against TRT. When I do it, I'll mention it. I'll be like, hey, I'm getting tested. And, you know, because it's going to drop eventually. Even if I train hard, I eat well, and I sleep well, it just might be higher than others. So I'm just not eager to maybe jump on that before I need to. So, I mean, honestly, lifestyle habits will raise your testosterone dramatically. Chances are you're not training regularly, or you're not eating properly or sleeping well. You don't want to just take a pill or an injection just to fucking fix something that can be improved by lifestyle habits, but not always lifestyle habits. Lifestyle habits don't necessarily fix all the problems from 30 or 40 years of poor behavior. So they it only do so much. It'll make leaps and bounds better. Testosterone's not magic. It's not magic. Even if you're doing TRT, it's not magic. So, but yeah, talk to your, just understand if you go to a place like a clinic, a TRT clinic, here's the thing. What do they want to do? They want to sell you TRT. Just keep that in mind. You know, just keep that in mind. If you're going to a place that does TRT, they want you to be on TRT. So they're obviously going to be like, hey, you can bring these levels up. You should, you know, just be careful of people that are trying to push you on something. If you're going to some place that does that, you know, they want you to give them money. Big O on Rumble, Papa Soy, I heard about the pellets. It is true. They slow release. But if you go to the fucking gym and Vale Puto Gimnasio and do what you say, you won't need it. I got a quote and bought a steak instead. Nice. Oh, so they inject a slow release. Oh, okay. So it's a pellet that slow release. No, maybe that's good. So you don't have to do injections as frequently or something like that. Mike Dizzle, Papa Soy, what's the best way to maintain balance on T-bar rows? I find myself rocking back on my heels slightly, even at a lighter weight. Do you have chest supported? I don't do standard T-bar rows. I used to, but I have a T-bar row machine. So try chest supported, try dumbbells or something on an incline bench, because then you're taking out. Yeah, so a lot of people will say, well, but then you're not getting the stabilizers. Well, then train the stabilizers, you know? So people that say, well, you have to do barbell rows. I did barbell rows for years. I'm not against barbell rows. I just don't do them now. I'm not saying you can't. I'm not saying I'll never do it again. But if I'm trying to train my back, like my lats or something like that, then I want to train my lats. I don't need my spinal erectors getting involved. You know, I work those in other movements. I'll do 45 degree hypers for my glutes holding like a 150 pound kettlebell. My spinal erectors are doing just fine. You know, you don't have to do it all in one movement. So it really depends on what you're trying to accomplish. You see what I'm saying? Anyone that says you have to do deadlifts because then you're going to be integrating, it's like there are other ways to do hip hinge exercises that might even be better for you, or you might feel them better. Just saying. Okie dokie. Any other questions or follow-ups with that? Does that make sense, Mike? So mobility works, rocking back on your heels. And I will say, when it comes to T-bar rows, are you on a T-bar row machine, or are you kind of like rigging it with a bar in the corner of a gym or a landmine? Just understand that not all machines are created equal. There are some, I know the machines you're talking about, like it's, it has a platform and it's a T-bar, but there's no chest support. But some of them, the angles suck, you know, maybe your limb length. It's like sometimes the angles of some of these machines just suck. So again, it really depends on what you're trying to do. But deadlifts are fun. Yeah, look, I did deadlifts my whole life. I just haven't done them in a while. I don't miss them. I don't miss them at all. I don't miss them at all. I have no desire. But RDLs are great. So look, if you don't have to do deadlifts, you can do RDLs. That's fantastic. It's a hip hinge exercise. You're hitting a lot of it. I think it's a much more effective movement. RDLs are even better than deadlifts in so many ways. But again, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Not against deadlifts. I did them for a long time, and now I haven't done them for a long time. So I've done both. So I have opinions about both. A corner bar with plates. All right, so it's not chest supported. I used to do those all the time, Mike. Again, I used to do a lot. But I look back on everything that I used to do for back. I used to do deadlifts. I used to do T-bar rows. And you just start to see that it's a lot of repetition. T to do deadlifts and non-supported T-bar rows, like that's a lot on low, like you don't need to do all that in one workout, for example. So this is, again, where it comes to the fatigue and also what a lot of people do. And what I used to do a lot of time is just redundancy. There are a lot of people that work out and they'll do like five movements all for their lats. And it's Jesus Christ, you know, like you're just beating a dead horse. If you're trying to train your lats well, what, four sets in a workout, four sets to failure or close? Like that's what you need. You can mix it up subtly. You can do a wide pull down. You can do a high row or a pullover machine. After that, you're just doing the same thing over and over again. You're better off funneling all that into one or two movements, going heavier, squeezing the lemon dry, and then moving on to something with an elbow flare, like a T-bar, chest supported row or something like that. Just keep in mind, a lot of people do a lot of things over and over again. Like how much work do you need to put on your spinal erectors in one workout? Do you need to do deadlifts and RDLs and bent over rows and barbell rows? It's like, you know, Andrew on Rumble, Papa Soy, I'm a college wrestler, so I do a lot of cleans and sport specific training. Is there a difference in implementing yoga into a plan with that style of training versus a bodybuilding split? Is there a difference? Well, there's a difference because you're doing a lot of sport specific training versus a bodybuilding split. So it's fundamental. It's different. I mean, it's a completely different protocol. You should be doing yoga with both. So yoga will help your wrestling. It'll help your cleans. It'll help your mobility. It'll help all that stuff, mental health, recoverability. So what you can, and there's many different types of yoga. So what a lot of people don't know is that yoga is not yoga. There's yin yoga. There's passive yoga. Yin is just, man, you're relaxing the whole time. It's challenging because you have to be still, but you're holding poses for a long period of time with gravity. So you're not, it's not a vinyasa, like a vinyasa level 2 or 3 flow, which is pretty much like a strength class. So if you're doing strength training and then exhausting yourself with like a power yoga, you're going to hurt something. And yoga instructors, I don't know if there's any yoga instructors watching, but yoga instructors get hurt all the time because they might be teaching 2 or 3 or 4 power yoga classes a day. And it's murder on your joints. So if you do more restorative yoga, that's totally fine. So again, Andrew, if you're going to add in yoga, I would add in more of like recovery flows and yin yoga. That way you can build the habit of doing that kind of mobility and you're not overloading yourself with the intensity. Because if you do an intense yoga class with your wrestling and cleans and sport specific, you're not going to get a lot of restoration. It's going to be challenging because it's a new stress. So you're going to be hurting your rotator cuff. You're going to have a lot of different muscles that you've never really trained in that way that are getting fired up, and then they might be fatigued. So if you do a lot of side one arm balances and your rotator cuff is just sore and then you go and you're wrestling, you can tear something and then you do cleans the next day. So you just gotta be careful with like what you're doing because it's a new stress. So if you're doing a vinyasa flow, that can really fuck you up. All right. We good? Fam, it's time to go balls deep. If you're watching on the YouTubes, now's your time to switch over to Rumble, rumble.com/TheDailySwole. We're going to get into some videos. And thanks for being here. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button, subscribe, like the show, all that stuff. It's time to go balls deep. So YouTube peeps, switch on over to Rumble. That way you don't miss a moment of the show, or you can always just catch the full show on Rumble. So head on over there and subscribe. Link is in the description down below. Time to go balls deep.
That's deep.
Oh, it certainly is. By YouTube, come on over. Rumbles, the water's fine. Okie dokie, beaches, let's get into it. Go, Realos. It is time to get into a video. What we got? Pick a number. Let me see what we got here. Oh my God. No way. We have a lot of videos. Fam, pick a number 1 through 5. 1 through 5. Pick a number 1, 2, 3, 4 wow. or 5. We're going to get into a couple stories. I've been posting like a fucking madman on X. A lot of you have already heard this. We've talked about it before already. But you guys have probably heard the bloodbath hoax. I don't know if you heard that. So Trump gave a speech and he was talking about the auto industry bringing manufacturing back. And if we don't, it's going to be a bloodbath, which is a common term when it comes to economics. And anyone that says otherwise is either an idiot or they're lying, because it's used all the time. It's used all the time when it comes to the stock market. Whenever there's a big sell-off, there's a bloodbath. Right now you can say, oh, the Bitcoin bloodbath, because it dropped, you know, 10,000. Whatever, right? So now everywhere, and it's really frightening. It's really frightening how you're just watching the hoax in real time. So every single corporate media is saying, Trump said there'll be a bloodbath if he loses the election. Didn't say that. Just flat out didn't say it. You watch the video, it's like, oh, they could take something so innocuous, something so absolutely insignificant, and blow it up into the biggest thing. So everyone's like, oh my God, he says a bloodbath. A bloodbath means a bloodbath. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It means what he said, the context of in which he said it. So if I say, like, man, I killed my workout today. Oh my God, Papa Sawyer's going to kill people. He's going to kill people. So it's retarded. I mean, this is said by non-serious people and evil people. So unfortunately, so I blasted that a lot. Also, I'm going super ham on Planet Fitness. If you have a Planet Fitness, if you have seen this man, AKA a man in your Planet Fitness. Well, if you have a Planet Fitness membership, I know a lot of you have one because it's convenient, it's close, it's inexpensive. But if you don't know that a woman complained about a man, that's right. Planet Fitness's policy is that you should be using the locker room that makes you feel the safest and the most comfortable for your gender. So for your mental disorder, you can use whatever bathroom you want. So this woman complained about a man shaving in a women's locker room, which is offensive. It's gross. It's fucking weird. Claiming because he's a woman. So tell me. Tell me, Deborah, this is a woman? This is a woman, right? This is a fucking woman.
What the fuck is that?
No, that's a dude. That's a dude. All right. So what did Planet Fitness do? Where they say, like, oh, I'm sorry, we'll get this man out of your women's bathroom. Because women, look, your tits are out, your puss is out, you're showering, whatever. Let's say, right, and you go up and complain. So what did Planet Fitness do? They canceled this woman's membership and they banned her from Planet Fitness. They banned her. So they took the side of this mentally deranged individual and banned her from Planet Fitness. So I am calling on everyone and anyone, cancel your Planet Fitness memberships and give your money to an independently owned gym that would honor your membership and would love to have you as a customer. There are many independent gyms. Build your own gym or go to a locally owned facility. Fuck these big corporate gyms. Fuck all of them. Planet Fitness has always sucked. It's always sucked. It's always blown. The lunk alarm, their dumbbells don't go past 50. There's no fucking free bars, whatever it is. Purple is one of the worst colors. Everyone fucking hates purple. If you don't hate purple, you're a liar. It's just, who wants to go into this a purple planet? All right. Yeah, I know the memberships are 10 bucks. Now you know why. So Planet Fitness can burn and cancel your memberships and go elsewhere. The best part about that, where is it? Bloodbath. Yeah, bloodbath. Where is this? Let's scroll up here. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Check this out. Planet Fitness, boom. Tanky McTankerson. So their stock price is plummeting, which is good. So let them burn. Let them burn. Cancel your shit or at least post about it. Share it with your friends and make sure they feel the pain. Fuck these companies. Absolutely garbage. Absolutely garbage. All right, we'll go back to this other funny one in a second. So let's go into a video. Let's start off with, the Alabastard. Number four, the Alabastard number four. Yeah, see? The Alabastard. I had hope for you. But I will tell you that I adjusted the temperature. I put a new cushion out. All right. There's some snacks in the corner. So on your way to the corner. All right. This one's called Genderless Babies. So you know, for the record, there's no such thing as a, you guys know this, right? There's no such
boys
thing.
Boys have a penis. As a girls have baby. Vagina.
There's no such thing as a trans kid. There's no such thing as a genderless baby. All you have is a narcissistic, psychopathic parent. That's what you have. All right. So let's check this out. I don't know what this is. I just saw the title. Makes me angry. I feel that rumbling in my taint. So hang your head. Yeah, shame. Yeah. Hold on. Let's get the soundboard. Hang your head in shame. Absolutely. Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shame.
Shame. We're going to
walk you through the kingdom naked and throw poop at you. All right. Genderless babies.
Child likes nail polish and plays with dolls and sees colors without gender. He's creative and confident because we allow him to express himself without being confined by gender stereotypes.
He sees color without gender. What does that mean? How do you see color without gender? What does that mean?
Children learn what constitutes as male and female behavior from those closest to them, and this can have a profound impact on their development.
Yeah, so stop confusing them. If they're a boy, treat them like a boy, as they should be treated. If they're gay when they get older, fine, but they're still a man. They're still male.
We have to be mindful and dedicated to challenge these social norms daily. Look around and you can see how harmful these boy-girl stereotypes are.
They're not harmful at all.
Why are clothes still pink and blue? Flowers for the girls and superheroes for the boys.
Because that's overwhelmingly what boys and girls like. You do realize this is not gender construct. This is not forcing kids into anything. You do realize that this is what has evolved over decades and decades, hundreds of years. Boys like, overwhelmingly, trucks, breaking shit. How many of you have boys and girls? I've been around a lot of boys and girls. I'm a boy myself. I'm a man. How many of you have been around both? Okay. Girls somehow are born with like the skill of emotional manipulation. They're just born with it. Just girls know how to like wrap daddy around their finger and just like they're just born with that like that psychological skill. And then boys break shit. Boys break shit and throw and want to smash things. And like, that's just what boys do. So boys like the superhero stuff. Doesn't mean that a girl can't, but this is what has developed because girls generally like that stuff. And boys generally like, it's okay. Exceptions don't make the rule. And I always tell this story. I had Barbies when I was little. Because I was in the store or I saw someone, I was at a play date or something when I was like 3. I forget how old I was. And I was like, oh, and I wanted one. So my mom's like, all right. And she bought me a Barbie. And guess what I did? I unclothed it and I threw it around and I was like, yeah, I played for, and then I got bored with it. And I moved on back to like trucks and blocks and stuff like that in video games. I was curious. It's like, oh, what's that? It was like, you can't have that. And he's like, okay, play with it. Didn't make me gay. Oh my God. He wants a Barbie. Oh my God. He's a girl. We should give him hormone blockers and puberty blockers and cut off his penis because he plays with a Barbie. That's not how it works. And the alabaster, I had Barbies because Cobra needed hostages. Yeah. So I used to like launch these things. I had like a slingshot. So eventually these Barbies were just like naked all the time, but like all scratched up. So like it had that old school 80s rubber where it had like nicks and like black marks and just from like, you know, the knees were bent and you could like bend the knees and it was just, oh yeah, it was just thrown into things. I had those cardboard bricks. You know, you build a castle with it, and I would throw the Barbie and knock down the blocks. Oh yeah, it was great. You could grab the leg and whip it really good. So that's what it turned into. All right, let's continue. There's more.
Their options are so limited, which is why I choose to be a sad beige mom. But I'm also not going to deny my choose to be a sad beige mom. But I'm also
what?
Their options are so limited. Which is why I choose to be a sad beige mom.
A sad beige mom? Okay, listen. We've done a lot of these videos. We've done a lot of these videos. And I'm always shocked when there's something new that's just like, you take the retarded title. It's always, how? What is that? Does anyone know what that is? I guess they just wear beige? Sad beige? Is that a color? You're trying to give this kid depression? You're trying to, what is that? What's a sad beige? Sad beige. Let's see. Mama Swole is asking if I want steak and eggs later. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. All the toys are painted beige. Ooh, beige is like if soy was a color, right? If soy and kale, I know kale's green, but like if being like a soy, effeminate, like not going to the fucking gym human, that's a beige. Beige is like, it just can't decide. It's like, yeah, I want to be white, but I want to be that white. I want to be, I want to be a dirt. It's like dirty. Beige is a dirty color. Dirty.
But I'm also not going to deny my child something if it does bring him joy as he explores his personal identity without shame. Let's raise children without stereotypes by avoiding gender-specific toys and focus on play that develops their social and cognitive skills guided by their interests.
There's this like fundamental evil that's shrouded in this like, oh, let's guide them and facilitate them. It's always wrapped in this veil of compassion. It's always just this, like, what the, why can't you do that and be a good parent? Why can't you encourage them? I'm not saying like, hey, you can't touch that. You can't play with that toy. But dude, the beautiful child, that's a boy. Treat the fucking child like a boy. Don't be like, you can be whatever you want. What the fuck are you talking about? It's still a boy. Treat him like a boy. I'm not saying he can't play with his sister's toys. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And also, you're the parent. Guess what? You're programming this kid to fail in life. That's what you're doing. You're programming this kid to have a lot of fucking problems. Kids need framework. Kids need structure and discipline. They need that. They want that. They want that from the people that love them. They don't want just do whatever they want. They want structure. They need it. They thrive in a structured environment. You don't have to be a drill sergeant, but they need that structure. They need a framework to follow. They're looking to you for answers. They don't know what life is. You're supposed to know what life is. You're a parent. You're supposed to be like, hey, here's what you should be doing and learning and how you should act in society. You're just teaching this child not to function.
Include them in household chores.
Okay.
And read books that are inclusive with positive.
Inclusive with positive messages. Okay, read to your kids, fine. How about don't brainwash them with your narcissistic ideological garbage so you get views and likes on TikTok and Instagram? They're going to say, include them in household chores and read books. And everyone's going to be like, well, it sounds good to me. That makes sense. Yeah, because that's just, it's called being a parent and taking care of your child. What the fuck is this?
And read books that are inclusive with positive messages. Let's foster open communication and question traditional gender norms together. Break free from the outdated gender stereotypes and raise kids to be their authentic, confident selves, embracing diversity and placing value where it's most important, on one's qualities rather than their expectation.
You're teaching this kid to be a narcissist. You're teaching... Matthew says, pretty sure the Nazi youth wore beige. Well, they wore brown, the brown shirts, right? You're teaching. Okay, look, welcome. When this kid goes out into the real world and there's no safe space, they're going to be the ones that are screaming in the streets when they don't like something. All right. Rely on one's qualities rather than expectations. It's like, okay, you're not giving this kid tools for survival. What you're teaching this child is to like everything about themselves, that they're the most, you're teaching them that they're the center point, right? Whatever they want to explore. It's what they want. It's how they feel about things and their acceptance of things. You're not teaching this kid adaptability. You're teaching him that like anything goes and whatever, like it's about them, me. So it's just like, look, I know a lot of people are going to be this like, oh, I'm being mean or this. Maybe not you guys, but like you're seeing this like, you know, beautiful child and stuff like that, like going through like, oh, he's. But you're raising this kid to be soft as fuck. Very young child, but this is how it starts. Okay. Like, and again, it's shielded with all this niceness. Like, oh, you see the kid playing with flowers and exercising and like those things are good. You know, Like, yes, you want to read to your kids. Yes, give them chores. And yes, get like, yes, like, okay, fine. But that doesn't make the rest of this God damn it. This inclusivity shit. What happened to like trust and integrity and honor and earning respect? That's what it should be. Fuck the inclusivity. Seriously. You know why? You know why that shit is evil? Because inclusivity sets the foundation where like anything goes. Okay. That's what you're saying. If it's different, oh, you have to accept it because it's different. You know, change isn't good for change's sake. A lot of people just want to change things because, well, change, deconstruction this, burn it down, tear it down, the system, the patriarchy, just tear it down. Change isn't good for change's sake. There's a reason why things are the way they are, and there's a reason why there are ways for things to be optimal for human psychology and human development. Just because something's different doesn't mean you should just accept it on its face. Oh, but you're not being inclusive. That's where it comes in. I'm so-and-so. I'm an elf. Oh, well, inclusivity, I'm just going to accept you for that. That's where it goes. And here's where we are. Because we're so accepting and we're so inclusive, we're so accepting and inclusive, guess what? We don't even have a fucking border. We don't have a border. People are running around thinking that they're wolf or they're Therians, right? That they're 1,000 different genders. All this stuff. Because we're so inclusive. We're so accepting as a society. Yeah, and watch our shit just fucking burning to the fucking ground. Okay.
Great Scott!
Yeah. Fuck inclusivity, by the way. You have to earn respect. You have to be a valuable member of society. You should be kind to others, but you should actually be, you know, a strong, savage individual. You should be someone who is fortified. So inclusivity has nothing to do with it. It shouldn't have any part in it. What I said was, I didn't say not be kind. I didn't say be an asshole to people that you don't know. But again, what happened to earning respect? What happened to earning shit and having honor and, you know, working hard for things? Back in my day, get off my lawn.
Ever served in a forward area?
That's what I feel like. But now I get, I'm like, oh, yeah. Back in my day, we didn't have the YouTubes. I get it, Grandpa. I get it. I get it now. God damn it. Shit. We're way too inclusive. Make our country your country. Come on in. Come on in. Fuck it. Have a gun. Come on. Do you guys see that? Come on in. Let's arm up. Military age men coming across the border. Yeah, come on over. Right this way, sir. Would you like an AK or an AR? Your choice of platform. All right, pick a number. Pick a number. 1, 2, 3, or 4. 1, 2, 3, or 4.
What's in the box?
What happened to your queer party friends?
All right. Matt says in the Telegram chat, back in my day, Joe Rogan had hair and paid people to eat bugs. Back in my day, Joe Rogan had hair. No way, Dad. Yes, sir. He surely did. He didn't look like an orangutan either from that growth hormone. That's right. Fear Factor. Holy shit. That's right. Forgot about the old school Joe Rogan. If you look at pictures from them and now, it's like, you see what test and growth does to your face. Nothing. I have nothing against Rogan. I like him, so. No hate, but he's still a beast. Anyway, those old, like, Fear Factor. I have to go watch some reruns of that. God, I remember that shit. Like, who? I always see that on TV. Like, who wants to do that? Who the fuck wants? It's so desperate for attention. I want to eat bugs. I want to eat tarantulas and let them crawl all over you. Remember that? You have to go in a container. Yeah, back in my day, we didn't have hashtags. We only had pound symbols. It used to be the pound sign, the pound key. How many of you still hit the pound sign when you call? You ever call your bank and it's like, enter your such and such number, like your social security number. And then you hit the pound sign and it's like, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. So now you would think it would still have that in there. I still hit the pound sign automatically. I'm like, ah, shit, didn't ask for it. Probably doesn't want it. And then I'll be like, I'm sorry, we couldn't find that information. Please enter your 9-digit, whatever it is. I always automatically hit the pound sign so many times and it fucks it up. All right, we do numbers. Let's see here. Alabaster, you can do, no. Alabaster, you cannot choose. You don't choose from the corner. No.
No. Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave.
You didn't say the magic word. You didn't say Dodson. The magic word.
Dodson, we've got Dodson here.
You cannot choose. You don't get to select from the corner. You're trying to get out of the corner. Yeah. Now you're going to marinate. You're marinating in there. Stay there. All right. Let's do one or two more. Let's see. Mike Dizzle, number 4. Oh, we got a transformation. All right. Golf clap.
Which of biggest stickers here than
this? This is called transformation, same person. Let's see. 13-04-21. Ugh, I hate when the dates are backwards. Yo, anyone that puts the okay, you savages. You know how in Avengers, right? Thanos snapped his fingers and like half the people on the planet just disappeared or the universe. I think if we did that, I would say you snap your fingers. Anyone who, instead of month, day, year, they do day, month, year. All the people that put the day first with the slashes, the day first, you put the day first, you're done. You're done. You're done. You're done. 13-04-21. I'm like, there's no 13 month. Oh, that's a day. So it's April. No. Month, day, year. Month, day, year. Europeans do that. Fine. Europe is like the size of Texas. Done. We don't. God, fuck. We left Europe because it sucked. That's why we have the United States. You know what I'm saying? Let's get America. Come on. America! Fuck yeah! I know some of you are like, but I don't want to go. It's okay. It's all right. We'll get you back in the sequel, promise. But yeah, you put the day first. No, we can't be friends. Day goes first. It's weird putting Joey Joe wrong. No, boo. Cope. All right. Agree to disagree.
60% of the time it works.
Australians do that.
Every time.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
They do everything backwards, even their toilet bowl. The water spins backwards. All right, so I'm trying to process this. April 13th, 2021 so it's like a year and a half. Okay, let's see this. Probably going to have music. I'm going to try to mute it as quickly as possible.
She's singing. I fucking knew it.
Jesus Christ. Make it louder. God damn it. All right. So same person? Get the fuck out of here. The thick with 3 C's. So you lost 10. Okay. So you already lost 22 pounds or so in this first video. And then, okay. I think a lot of you know what I'm going to say, well, good for you, but I don't think you're lifting weights. So I really, okay, good. Okay. I've been doing this a long time. This is what I do. I know when someone's lifting weights, you can tell. It just look frail. Just look frail and skinny. I really hope that you're not just like eating less and on Ozempic or something like that. Doing just ton. Yeah, you need to lift weights. So if you're watching this, which you probably aren't, I don't know why you would be, but make sure you're lifting weights. So congratulations, you're being consistent with something, but you look soft. And that's a great way to have everything come crashing down and gain the weight back and fuck up your hormones. Lift weights. I want to see some more shape. You look just Minerpin. That's the word. It's like not good, bad, it's just Minerpin. You look Minerpin. All right. I just don't like saying like, oh, you lost all this weight. Well, come on, fuck you. You look like shit. No, you just looks like, you look like you don't lift. And Papa don't like that. If you don't like that, Daddy don't like that. Hashtag swole as fuck. That's why it's a swole card. Come on. I don't like that. You don't lift? You can't be friends. All right. Let's see. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, I saw this video. Is this the funny one?
Yes. Yes.
Let's do a funny. Okay. So someone just said Biden landed in Phoenix or something. I got a Biden video. It's a funny one. I forgot I put this in the folder. All right. So I thought this was funny. It's on my ex account. If you know about the bloodbath hoax, I thought it was funny because he said bloodbath in the terms of the auto industry and the corporate media just fucking lied and spread nonsense everywhere. So Babylon B, God, I love this fucking account, said media reports Trump threatened nuclear war after he says this guacamole is the bomb. And it's like a fake MSNBC screen. It says Trump declares guac the bomb and nuclear war threat. So it's literally like the same thing. I thought that was hilarious. This guacamole is the bomb. Trump threatened to drop a nuke. That's literally the equivalent. That's literally the equivalent. I thought that was fucking hilarious. So I saw this also from Libs of TikTok, and I said, stop drinking the tap water. So it says, Libs of TikTok said, but it's totally natural, and they were born this way, and it's not a social contagion at all, dot, dot, dot. So this shows, what is this? The percent of U.S. adults that identify as LGBT, I guess they're supposed to be 13 or 15 or 29 other letters after that T. All the Q's and the A's and the I's and the spirit animals and the Therians are going to be really pissed that it ended with a T. There's so many more vowels and consonants than what you gave us. So let's see here. If you're just listening, it's a chart. Shows 2014, 2017, 2020, and 2022. So this is the last 10 fucking years. The last decade. Not 100 years. 10 years. Okay. So Gen Z born from 1997 to 2004, millennials are 81 to 96. So I'm on like I'm on the tail end of Generation X. I was born 83. So I'm on the tail end of Generation X, but I'm like at the beginning of the millennials. Right? So let's see. If you look at this, millennials or Gen X, the yellow or the green, pretty stable, right? Pretty much the same. It's going up. So if you look at all of them, it's going up. Traditionalists born before 1946 or baby boomers, that number's the same, right? You didn't come out. You did come out. You're like, you're just, it ain't it, right? The blue, the dark blue, it ain't it. Gen X, not really changing. Look at that number. Millennials, a little bit more captured by it. But of course, if I'm considered a millennial based on this chart, 1983. So I grew up with the internet. When I was 8, 9 years old, I was playing on my grandfather's computer. He had like a first computer in our family, right? So it was a Macintosh. It was like an LC3. Mac LC3. And I was on the internet. I was on AOL 2.45 and I was on Kid Picks and I was playing games on the computer. I loved the fuck out of it. It was great. So I was like, you know, on chat rooms, remember age, sex, location, God, all the fucking predators. I remember people creeping in the chat rooms. It was fucking creeping. So it makes sense. If you look at the chart, you see the yellow increasing, which makes sense. Social media, internet. Okay. So if you look at 2020, Gen Z, so I guess that would be when Gen Z is what? If it's 1997 to 2004, Gen Z in 2020 would be 16 to 23 when this chart was taken. So 16 to 23 years of age. Unfortunately, a lot of them a voting age in 2020. Mm-hmm. Shocker that we got robbed. I'll leave that there though. So Gen Z suddenly, right? It was always under 10%, 9%. So Gen Z in 2020, over 15 fucking percent identify as LGBTQ, X, Y, Z, whatever. Over 15, suddenly, right. And then in 2022, 2 years later, it jumps up to about 20%. You're telling me 20% of Gen Z, 20%. Are gay or bi or trans or queer or AI parentheses, ellipses, dashes, whatever it is. Interesting. Couldn't just be the brainwashing. Couldn't just be the grooming and the manipulation and social media and all the garbage. Like, that's not, you see what's normal. Look, this is essentially before social media and after. And when I say before and after social media, obviously you're like, well, Papa Swoyo, we've had the internet since the early 90s. You know, I know there is in the 80s too. You had CompuServe and Prodigy and, you know, but that was really early internet, like the Apple II computers, right? You had like the number munchers and stuff like that. But that was like, there's no internet there. You're putting in a little floppy disk, like literal floppy disks. Like, this thing was big plastic and you can roll it up like a tortilla. This is a big fucking disk, right? You stick it in and snaps down. You know, the screen was green. All right. That was always so much fun. I loved going to the computer rooms and, you know, fucking around with those games. But I was like in what, elementary school. So this was probably, yeah, this is early 90s, 1990, 1, 2, 3. So, yeah. Hans on Rumble says, we went from number munchers to carpet munchers. Good one. Good one.
Oh, you can.
Good one. That was a good one. That was a good one.
I better use my strong hand.
Yeah, Oregon Trail. That's right. Oregon Trail. Oregon Trail was the goat. Oregon Trail was great. I have a shirt that I'm doing for Oregon Trail. But Oregon Trail was great. And I remember, my strategy was, I don't care if you broke your fucking leg, we're moving faster. I would just go as fast as I can. I remember when I was like, all right, the strategy is I'm just going to go as fast as possible to get to the end. I would forge everything. Yeah. Lose the supplies. Your sister died. Fuck it. Run faster. I broke your leg. Fuck it. You keep on running. Oh, so-and-so has dysentery plus broken leg. Fucking natural selection. Boom. So-and-so died. Leave her. Don't even bury it. Sprint. Yeah. It didn't work out well. Didn't work out well. Just like, I remember just broken legs and dysentery. We don't need supplies. We'll make it. Hold your breath. Anyway. Yeah. This is not natural. 20%. So 20% of humans, right, don't want to reproduce. The fundamental existence for humans is to reproduce. Everyone's like, well, there's other things. No, no, no. That's it. We're a species. If we don't reproduce, we die. Like, it's extinct. Like, that's why we fuck. That's why everything is like sexually charged and, oh my God. And, you know, he looked at me and she looked at me and, oh, I want that and swipe right. It's all to prey on, like, we want to plow. That's all we want to do. We want to plow, make babies. That's what humans want to do. Anything else is just denial. Like, that's what we're here to do, is to make more people. So one fifth of the population of Gen Z are just non-player characters. Like, they're just going to butt fuck and squirt on carpets or something. I don't know. And just nothing. We're not going to survive that. But I think that's only in the United States, really. You know that other countries are not like that. Muslim speaking, get the fuck out of here. Right? This is the only country that's just leaning into this insanity. Not the only one. Canada and England and stuff. Let's see. Matt says, who remembers playing Smear the Queer at recess? Yeah, we called it Kill the Carrier, though. I don't know if that was a regional. What'd you guys call that game? You know, when you like throw the ball, someone picks it up and everyone tries to tackle that person. I don't know if it's a regional or generational thing, but I know some people call it Smear the Queer, but we called it Kill the Carrier. I don't know if it was because of, I grew up in New England, Connecticut. So that's what we called it there. I don't know if it's like, an, I don't know if it's age or if it's a, or if it was a region. If you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball. One more thing on this. This one woman who's mentally unhinged on Twitter, like, I guess, add that to the fucking list. This one woman says, my 10-year-old daughter has fewer rights than I did at her age, and that's not a reality I choose to accept. She deserves more than the world Republicans want to impose on her. All our children, oh, It cuts off. All right. It says, all of our children do. That's why we have to fight. We have to vote blue. We have to hashtag save women's healthcare. My daughter has fewer rights than I did at her age. So everyone's asking, like, what the fuck are you talking about? And what rights are those? So I said, unfortunately, I said, she doesn't have the right to a mom who isn't a narcissist, unfortunately. Oh, got him. Okie dokie. Got it. My daughter. It's all about me, 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 me. How can I get views from this? How can I? Yeah, it's sick. It's sick. And again, look, wait, hold on. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. If you look at the chart, right? Let's go back to that. So what's the age group for mothers now? Like, who's a mother with a young child? That's going to be millennials, right? Millennials are the ones that have these children. So I guess you could say Gen X. Yeah, it could be the tail end of Gen X has like younger children. You're not going to have someone from like the 60s or 70s has a, you might, but no, right? So, right, if you're in the early part or mid part of Generation X, you're like 50, you're not really having kids now. So it's like tail end of Gen X, you know, millennials that are having kids. So you can see the millennials, look at that number. Let's just be honest, right? Millennials, 81 to 1996. Look, you see that number? It goes from a little over 5 to almost 10 to closer, like 8, then it goes to 9, then it's at 11.2. So you can see the trend goes up with the generations that are were exposed to the internet growing up, that use the internet the most heavily. You don't see that with Gen X. Kind of stagnant. The traditionalists before 1946, like all of everyone's grandparents, you know, or baby boomers, pff, that number does not change. Right. Right. Or Gen X, right? Gen Z. Gen Z can have kids too. If you're born 1997, what are you now? 27? Oh, that's, there you go. Yeah, you're, Jesus Christ, 27. So yeah, you're having kids, right? Gen Z can have kids. Absolutely. But I'm saying, so Gen Z or millennials mostly is my point. But look at those numbers going up. So Gen Z is having, what is it, Gen Alpha or whatever the heck it is. So it's going to keep on compounding, especially with the internet as it is. So it's about me, me, me. When you're posting on the internet, then think about how the internet started. I know we're going long, but we like long, don't we, fam?
Because dickers.
So think about how the internet started. Right. Let's say the original or Twitter wasn't the original. It was Facebook. But what'd you do? You posted, here's what I'm doing. Right. Here's a picture of me. Here's what I'm doing. Here's my profile. Here's my, what I ate today. I'm going to the movies with so-and-so. Here's what I'm doing. It's about me, 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 posting, posting. Right. So everything you post on your page, like for me, I have that psychological break because yeah, I'm posting stuff. Like we're posting stuff, but it's not for me personally, it's for the business. So I have that disconnect from like the views or likes. I don't take it as a hit against my character. It's like, oh, it didn't work. It's the business. I'm doing things for the business. I don't give a shit about, I'm not like, hey, I'm going to do such and such today. I don't use it for that. So you have this like narcissistic, like this just growth that has strengthened over time. And it really started with that because you're just telling people what you're doing. It's like, no one gives a fuck about what you're doing. It was novel at the first. Like, oh, I care. Oh, this, like, oh, yeah. So if you're now, most people are attached to their profiles in the sense that if they're posting stuff and they're not getting attention, like, oh my God, people don't like me. People said mean things in the comments. I mean, people say mean shit to me all the time. I don't give a fuck. Most of the time I post stuff in order to get a rise. So it's like, yeah, I'm expecting it. But yeah, Fit Check, right? Fit Check, or like, here's how I look after my workout. It's just about me. Everyone's sharing stuff like, how good do I look, right? And all the simps are in the comments and like, oh girl, you look so hot. Like, I'd love to get in that. I'd swipe right on that shit. Look at that ass. And the girls are just like, you know, doing a video like, here's my back day. And their assholes like on the screen. It's like, you're doing barbell rows. I don't need to see your twat, okay? So it's all about me, 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 and the attention. It just shows like it's compounding. You have these parents that grew up with everything about them. Why do you think that woman on Twitter or the mother that posted the video, she posted a whole video doxing her child, posted a whole video, just videoing her child everywhere. When I have kids, I'm not posting shit. I don't want them to exist on the internet. It's just absolutely insane. Like, you're just talking about your kid. This woman's talking about her child. She doesn't have rights. She doesn't have this. Let her fucking live her life. She's using her child. All these women are using their children for attention. That's why it's hashtag trans mom, hashtag this, hashtag that. It's because they get views. They get attention. They get social vindication and virtue signaling and those kinds of social points from posting that shit. It's gross. It's really sick. It's really fucking sick. It's really, really, really fucking sick. Like, you've heard this a lot of times. We've talked about it before, but like, social media is going to be looked at as a drug, something addictive. It already is, but it's going to be something where it has to be blocked from children until they're 17 or past puberty or out of high school or something like that, or restricted. It's going to be looked at like cigarettes or alcohol. It's just crazy. We give these children puberty blockers and ADHD medication and label them, and then we don't let them drink or do other stuff or get a license until 16, but we're putting them on TikTok at fucking 10, and kids have YouTube channels when they're 4 and they're making more money than their parents. It's a weird fucking grift. It's a weird grift. So any parents that are like using their children like that, it's sick. It's sick. It's a fucking sickness. All right. I got it out. I feel better. Oh, let's watch this Biden video. Let's make fun of this absolute ass clown. Check this out. This is funny as fuck.
Passionate caregivers provide one-on-one essential home care services for our senior loved ones. At Visiting Angels, personal home care is our passion. We're here for you.
Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
You see a video of, like, I guess it was Secret Service, like, guiding Biden, like, hey, walk this way, sir. Oh, God, like, you could have used this for any video. And so, like, oh, he's like, oh, where do I,
come on, man.
All right. You know, we'll end it with that. We'll end it with that. Swole card time, fam. Thanks for being here. Make sure you check out the specials over there at papasoli.com. 20% off. Let's fucking go. Hashtag swole as fuck. Falcon. Let's go, you furry talent. Fuck. Get this swole card away. You boosh. Ooh, I like it. I know who's winning today's card. I like it. Today's winner on Rumble, Swole Sama. I love it because you put it out in full. Swole as fuck. Yeah, damn right. Congratulations. I know I put Swole AF, but I need to see it. I love the balls. I love the balls. Hashtag swole as fuck. Congratulations, ya boosh. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2874. Your mailing address in the bio of the email. We'll do a throwback. But let's get some soundboard requests, ya beaches.
In no time.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
You lose.
I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental as well as my mental fitness.
Aw, churchy. You want to come here, Kate? Help me, church. I gotta get the soundboard. Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Angry man's on the move. Mr. Tainty boy. Hello, sweet man. Look at the Tainty boy. Look at his tail.
There's Tiny Tuck, Typical Tuck, Total Tuck, and the Tyrannical Tuck.
Contact. Don't lick it, Roof. Jesus Christ. It's getting too big. Ah, all right. Very nice. Excellent. Fantastic. All right. Fam, we got the church over here. All right. Let's get into a throwback time. Throwback. All right, let's do this one. Ew. Let's do this one. Gross.
I've been privileged.
I don't know why it clips out like that.
I was somebody who had been privileged.
That's not a real thing.
Before I started digging into fat phobia and what that meant.
Fucking idiot.
It's not fear of
fat. Look
at
this crazy
eyes. It's I want to be healthy.
The question is not, are you or aren't you fat? The question is, what do we mean when we say fat?
To be or not to be.
Not to be. Yeah, she thought she was fat and she wasn't fat. She lives in a small body, always has. Body but the bigger issue is the fact that the way she says it means that fat is bad.
Is she wrong?
It is bad. How are you defining bad? That's also very vague. But yeah, it's not good.
And anybody who lives in a larger body goes,
you're not living in a larger body. You're fat.
Sick bird.
You're fat or you're skinny, you're fit or you're not. You're not just in a larger body. That's a result of lifestyle habits. I'm not just in a smaller body. Hey, I just happen to be in a muscular body. It's of no work of my own. I'm just this way. Let's get a good image. Hold on a second. Wait, she's gonna look right on. Hold on, there we go.
The eyes, chico. Never lie.
The eyes, Chico. Always, you always know, man. You always know when you look at them and they got those fucking crazy eyes, man. It's out of this fucking mind. Hey, Tainty Man, stop licking it. Hey, stop licking that. Stop licking that. Fam, thanks for being here. Love it. We'll be back tomorrow for another Mancast. Obviously, thanks for being here. Hit the thumbs up button before you leave. Church is, oh, she is up. Hi, baby girl. Oh. She gets all upset when I put her down. She goes, no. Why'd you put me down? Look, she's like pawing at my leg right now. I know. We're almost done. We're going to get you some food. All right, fam. Thanks for being here. Hit the thumbs up button. She's clawing at my leg. She's like this. She's literally like clawing at my leg. And we'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button on the way out. Subscribe, like the show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcast. Thanks for being here. We went long, but we like it long, don't we, fam?
Because dickers.
We do. All right, back tomorrow, 2875. Peace, McGee's, Deuce McGoose. Your boy, Papa Swolio. Oh, out.
Crazy flow, need a straitjacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zams. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad.